It's that time of year, that magical season we call spring in Wisconsin, and you certainly wouldn't know it by looking outside today, though.
In theory, things should be warming up soon after a brutal winter, and while that's a relief to many, it also means headaches for motorists as potholes begin to rear their ugly heads.
Here to talk about how the state is dealing with potholes and other highway maintenance issues caused by the winter is Todd Matheson, highway maintenance engineer at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Todd, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon.
So we all know that spring means things getting warmer, and that's a good thing, but it also seems to mean the roads are starting to fill up with potholes, and after the winter we've had, it seems like it might be kind of extreme this year. How bad is the pothole situation as you see it so far?
Well, this year, you know, we have obviously had a really brutal winter, and it's been very cold, and that will have an effect on pavements as things warm up here. So we do expect an increased frequency in potholes this year compared to a normal year.
So give us a pothole 101. How do they form? What's a potential pothole waiting to happen?
Well, normally, you know, potholes are happening in our older pavements generally. They'll generally start as a crack or a small problem, and they'll eventually grow into a larger pothole. Now, some of that is because the frost is actually coming out of the ground, and you know, those subsoils are actually softer because of that. We also have something else happening this time of year in Wisconsin where the pavements during the daytime, because of the sun angle, they'll warm up well above freezing, and at nighttime, temperatures will be below freezing, so we'll have this continual freeze-thaw on that surface as well. And we all know what water that is in those potholes and in those cracks is expanding and contracting as those temperature fluctuations are happening.
Can potholes do real damage to cars, or are they just a nuisance? I know when I go over them, I kind of wince and hold my breath, hoping that nothing's going to fall off. But are they actually a danger?
You know, they can develop into something that is a danger, and that's one of the things that the department and our county highway departments that do the routine maintenance work for us. You know, we're out doing surveillance, looking at our roadways. We obviously know which roadways are more susceptible and are older, and we're trying to be proactive and try to prevent potholes from getting to a size that they will cause damage. Obviously, nobody wants to have damage to vehicles or property, so, you know, we're trying to be proactive and are out there looking at things and making assessments and making adjustments to our repairs.
It seems like on some trouble spots here and on a recent trip to Michigan, I've seen losing battles through the winter itself, trying to fill those potholes with tar that quickly gets knocked back out. How realistic is it to keep up with the potholes through the winter?
You know, again, when you're at this time of year, when you have a lot of moisture, you know, it is difficult. The other thing is we still have winter events where we're plowing as well. So, obviously, the plowing activities, you know, can make things worse as well. So it does make it a little bit of a battle. You know, we're in that time period. Usually it's the first week in March till around the first week in May when that frost, depending on where you are in the state, that frost is coming out of the ground, and that's the most active time. And usually after the first week in May, once we see that frost totally out of the ground, things usually calm down.
And in the meantime, with the potholes that are out there, we're driving along and we see a giant pothole ahead of us, maybe because a giant splash of water comes up from the car ahead of us. What should we do to keep our car safe? Should we take evasive maneuvering there, or should we just keep on and maybe slow it down?
Absolutely. You're exactly right. We'd ask drivers to be cautious, slow down, you know, be aware that we are in this pothole season, that we may see road conditions changing from time to time. You know, we also, you know, they have the ability to report potholes or hazardous road conditions to us. One of the more efficient ways to do that is through our 511, if they call 511, or if they go to the Wisconsin DOT 511 website, on the bottom of that page, there's a link that they can report a roadway hazard as well.
How big a budget hit are potholes here in Wisconsin?
Well, that's a good question. Over the last couple of years, Wisconsin DOT has spent about $8 million fixing potholes and making those spot repairs to pavements, that's on a calendar year basis, and that makes up about 5 to 6% of our routine maintenance budget.
And is it going to be, you know, something that is going to haunt us in the weeks and months ahead in terms of budget?
Yeah, you know, it definitely makes us, look at our priorities and make adjustments as we go. So we're kind of looking at the expenditures that we have to repair potholes and are trying to manage our budget as best we can to make adjustments on other work that we have and to make adjustments so we do make it.
So which roads is the state on the hook for? Are we dealing with the interstates as well or just county and state roads? How does that all shake out?
Well, the state highway system, Wisconsin's set up a little bit differently than many states. Obviously, the Wisconsin DOT is responsible for the maintenance of the interstates and the state highway system, so most of the numbered roads. And then the county are responsible for, obviously, the county trunk highways, and then it goes down to cities and municipalities as well. So there's different municipal requirements or entities that are maintaining different roads in Wisconsin. Now, Wisconsin is somewhat unique in that for the state highway systems, we actually contract with our county highway departments to do those routine maintenance activities for us. And we're one of only two states that do that in the nation. So we are somewhat unique in that approach, but it's something that, you know, seems to work well in Wisconsin here and has its advantages, that's for sure.
Now, we've been talking about potholes for most of this conversation, but there's also been the buckles or the tenting of the road. I remember, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, driving around, and I really thought that my car had gone airborne for a couple of seconds there. Is that something that will correct itself, or is that something that's also going to need some sort of fixing?
Yeah, there's a couple of things with roadway buckling that happen, and they're slightly different at different times of the year. The term that we use in the springtime generally for some of the things that are happening is called tenting of those joints where they actually do pop up a little bit. And generally after the frost gets out of the ground, those will settle down to some degree and settle back down and improve over time. I know at this time of year it doesn't seem like it ever will improve, but it usually does. In the summertime, we do have some issues with pavement buckling due to heat and high temperature. So, but that's usually a middle of summer or when we have pavement temperatures that actually get up in the 115-degree time or that temperature range. So, you know, for highway operations, pavement temperatures is really a big deal to us, whether it's during a snow event where we're looking at temperatures, hopefully, you know, where they are above or below freezing. This time of year when we're looking at frost coming out of the ground or in the summertime when we do have those other buckling issues.
Todd, it's like you're playing a big game of whack-a-mole out there trying to keep up with this. But as we get into the spring and summer, there's going to be a lot of workers out there working on these and other issues. I guess you wanted to leave us with a safety message.
Yeah, you know, I really would like to leave with that message and to let drivers know that we will have maintenance crews out making these repairs. We will have construction crews making improvements to the roadway this summer. We want folks to be aware of those folks working out there, not only for the worker's safety, but also for driver's safety. So, again, Wisconsin has a move-over law as well, so if you have the opportunity to give workers more room, we ask you to do that. We ask you to slow down and just give them the space they need so they can complete the job and move on so the road can be repaired.
All right. Well, Todd, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. Thank you.
We've been talking with Todd Matheson with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation about potholes and maintenance on the state's highways.